Let's talk about transportation when it comes to the bicycle in Grand Rapids. The new Grand Rapids Bike Share Program in the making, still on the books. Kristen Bennett, Transportation Planning and Program Supervisor for the City of Grand Rapids. I understand your hometown, Kristen?
Yes, I actually was born and raised here.
Good. Good morning to you. Always like to ask you to introduce yourself and talk about your role in the organization, please.
Sure. So I'm Kristen Bennett, and I'm the, as Shelley, you said, the Transportation Planning and Program Supervisor for the city. I was hired on last year, came home after serving in transportation roles around the country in different cities, and I do a lot of coordinating amongst the various departments in the city that we all have different hands in transportation. So coordinating with, you know, whether it's parking services, we're working a lot on trying to increase mobility options, improving transportation safety, improving the design when we design our streets and maintenance of our streets. So,
awesome. And you have come here to manage the new bike share program for Grand Rapids out of Milwaukee, from where you implemented a successful program. So let's talk about more of that ground building.
So when I came back and started last year, I have a lot of different projects that are under my belt, but one of them was that there was a initiative that had come out of the GR Forward plan that was developed through a lot of community process. And one of the recommendations for mobility, there were a number of them in the chapter on mobility, but one was to investigate and hopefully advance a bike share system in Grand Rapids. Of course, GR Forward has a large focus on downtown, but the city leaders were like, well, wait, we don't want to just focus on downtown. Mm-hmm. So the city has partnered with the Downtown Grand Rapids, Inc., put some dollars together to conduct this feasibility study on bike share together so that it's downtown plus out into the neighborhoods and the business districts as well.
Good. So let's talk about this vision, the Grand Rapids Bike Share Program.
So we're really early in the process still. Like I said, we've conducted kind of finalizing a feasibility study. So we're really looking at what level of community interest there is in bike share, how would it work here. There's bike share systems in probably close to 70 cities now in the United
wow.
States, hundreds across the world. So we had a lot of opportunity to look at other systems. And the goal here was to get as much community outreach and education, and then also looking at things like, you know, what kind of system type would we want to use? What kind of ownership or operating models might be best for Grand Rapids? And then projecting, like, what might be target service areas and over how much time, and then you can make estimates on things like capital and operating costs and revenue projections because, you know, it's a public transportation system, and so you need to, you know, plan that strategically on how you're going to long-term operate a service like this.
And the service would be such that if I needed to take a bike here and there, I check in, get my bike, and check it back again?
Yeah, so exactly. So there's, like I said, there's other cities that have this, and there are different types of models, but you check out a bike. You can either hold a pass, like a monthly pass, much like a transit pass, or you can just be a walk-up user and use it as you'd like, and then just there's different pricing models for that. I was, even though I rode a bike to work a lot in Milwaukee, I often use bike share to get to meetings during the day rather than going and getting my own bike. Or if I took the bus to work, I had this vehicle that I could get around, and it was always faster than walking sometimes, or you could cover more distance a lot of times. So,
can you expand a bit more about the research that goes into determining, let's just say, the need for such a program? Does Grand Rapids need a bike share program?
Well, like I said, from coming out of the GR Forward process, there was a lot of interest there.
Yes.
And we wanted to drill down and really do more focused conversations about bicycling and bike share. And we did a very extensive public engagement process. We really went out to people at their events.
Yes.
We held a number of focus groups partnering with Link Up and the Hispanic Center of West Michigan. Mm-hmm. So we could reach people that maybe weren't necessarily coming to public meetings traditionally or may not have engaged in topics about bicycling, but we had a very strong interest across the board wherever we went. People wanted to see more for bicycling. They saw it as an option for transportation as well as recreation and just enjoying the Grand Rapids community.
Mm-hmm.
We certainly did a lot of peer city research. We have a lot we can learn from other communities.
Yes.
And then, of course, we started to get into those sort of business projections of, you know, modeling, like if we were to build this type of system with this type of equipment and this type of operating model, how much would that cost up front and then over time ongoing, and what kind of revenues we could expect to support the operations in the system.
Back to that crystal ball, Kristen, mm-hmm. we know this is still on paper, but what does success look like? When could this launch?
Well, it always takes some time. I mean, if there was a positive move forward, and like I said, we are still going through the process of briefing various boards in our city commission, and then we'll go and have the opportunity for them to act on this probably March or April. But it does take some time, because then you get into more detailed, true system planning. There'd be more public outreach at that time. Mm-hmm. And then you get into actually going out and bidding for the type of equipment you want. Right. And you might need to also get in sort of a pipeline of other cities ahead of you with whatever vendor you pick. And so some of it is, and this is something I learned in Milwaukee when we worked on the system there, is being able to package the growth and put out sort of chunks of groups of stations and hubs at a time, as opposed to trying to do the whole thing at once. And then you're always getting more stations out in the ground, keeping things moving, and you can often work within your vendors' schedules a little bit easier if you're a little more flexible. So,
talking sustainability with Kristen Bennett, Transportation Planning Program Supervisor with the City of Grand Rapids, and this vision of the Grand Rapids new Bike Share Program. Probably we can answer this, but talk about this contribution of this share program to a sustainable community. We'll be riding more bikes.
Certainly, the opportunity of people to be able to ride bikes as a way of getting around, and bike share is intended typically for short trips. You know, so if you know, maybe you're here today and you wanted to run across to a meeting or meet someone for lunch, you can do that much more quickly on a bike than, say, walking. Or you don't need to, if you've driven to work, you can leave your car parked. We're always trying to encourage people to park once and then use, whether it's walking, use the free Dash and Silver Line services downtown, or in this case, we could use bike share, and maybe someday Grand Rapids will even have car share. Mm-hmm. You know, so we're really looking at expanding that menu of options so people have the greatest amount of choice. And, of course, bicycling is, you know, low pollution, mm-hmm. And it's a healthy way of getting around. So it has kills a lot of birds of one stone in terms of sustainability.
Oh, cool. Well, hey, car share, you're the transportation planning program supervisor. Be careful what you wish for. Yeah. What's next on your plate? What else would you like to share, Kristen?
Well, I think one of the things that we learned, we did that really robust community engagement. We spent hundreds of hours out meeting with people in the public at their events and doing these focus groups. And we probably touched base with a few thousand people, which was great. Yes. And I think we learned not just their interest about bike share, but in general about their transportation needs. They talked a lot about how this could sync with transit, mm-hmm. How it could be, you know, something that they use in concert with that, or they could use in concert with parking or using the bus, and that they found it as potentially an affordable option. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, one of the big goals is to make not just our system have more options, but that those options are available to as many people as possible. And so we talked a lot about through this process of, you know, how does this become affordable and accessible to people regardless of their income strata or where they live in the city. And, of course, it's an attractive thing for visitors as well, as a visitor experience.
And then just bottom line, get out there and use it when the system is up. How do we get in touch with you to find out more about the program, Kristen?
So I work in the Mobile GR department, and mobilegr@grcity.us is our email, and that always can get to me if somebody wants to send an email. And then we have a lot more information online, and eventually the draft study and everything will be posted at mobilegr.grcity.us. There's a lot there.
Good. Welcome back to Grand Rapids, Kristen Bennett. Continued good work with your transportation planning programs in that supervising field with our City of Grand Rapids. Take care.
Thanks for having me on today.